So I am joined here today with the CEO of Active Surrey, Elizabeth Duggan. Thank you very much for giving me some time. Let's talk about these activities that you are running. And you're putting this on because of the cost of living crisis in Surrey. So what are some of your discoveries that lead you to want to take action?
So the Specsavers Surrey Youth Games has been running for over 25 years. But this year, the fact that we're offering free, fun and local activities feels more important than ever, as families are really struggling to manage the cost of living crisis and still keep their children active and entertained and being developed.
Can you paint a picture of what a typical day or week looks like during the 6 to 8 weeks of the Youth Games? Any standout events or moments?
So the way the Youth Games works is that we offer 6 to 8 weeks of free activities for young people in their local area, and anyone can sign up. The activities are targeting children from 7 to 16 years old. You can sign up and you go along each week and you'll learn more and more skills in an activity of your choice. So behind the scenes, we're working very hard to make sure that those sessions can run every week. And then we're also planning a big celebration event that happens at the end of that 2 month period, where they can show off all their new skills to their friends and family.
What exciting new activities can kids look forward to, and how are these tailored to be enjoyable for that age range you mentioned, 7 to 16?
So for the Specsavers Surrey Youth Games, we have a range of different activities that young people can sign up for. They include dance, boccia, street basketball, girls touch rugby, tennis, and the gym-based bike, row and run challenge. And all these activities are aimed at people that are new to those activities, which means that everyone starts at the same level, and you can sign up and learn a new activity, a new sport, and you'll know that you're on a journey with everyone else alongside you.
It's different this year in a way because you've got fun, free and local, but how are you aiming to make the experience memorable and different from other regular sports or activities for the kids participating?
Well, to know that everyone is a beginner on a journey alongside you is the first step. The coaches are very supportive. They are all volunteers and they've been recruited to really support the children to develop those new skills. Every young person that signs up will come away with some equipment that they can take home with them, whether that be a ball or a judo suit, so that they have something to enable them to carry on with that activity once the training is over.
Wow. And can you share any success stories or anecdotes from previous youth games that highlight the positive impact on children's lives and also well-being?
So we know from last year that 80% of people who took part in the Specsavers Surrey Youth Games said they were happier for doing so and that their confidence had been boosted. We also know that young people have gone on to join local clubs in those sports. So we've had lots of people signing up to join judo clubs from last year. So there's a really important legacy there of building, not only building confidence, but also continuing on your sporting journey.
In the spirit of fun, free and local, these are all free this year during the ongoing cost of living crisis. But also, in what ways do families in Surrey benefit, not just in terms of the kids' happiness, but also from their overall well-being?
So we know that sport, physical activity and movement has a really positive impact on young people's well-being, confidence, self-esteem. It teaches so many wider skills. And so it's really important for your young people to take part. And unfortunately, about half the young people in Surrey are not meeting Chief Medical Officer guidelines for physical activity levels. So we're giving a really easy way for your child to find something and try something new and enjoy being active.
Can you tell me about the role of the organisers and the coaches in making the Youth Games what it is?
So people are the most important ingredient in any experience, and some people might turn up to, young people might turn up to these training sessions and feel a little bit anxious about what they're going to find, whether they'll be good enough. And the role of a coach is to really support young people so they feel more confident, because the more that they get it put in, the more that they get out from it.
And finally, you mentioned this earlier, can you give me a glimpse into the Surrey Youth Games Day on the 15th of June? How does it wrap up the kids' experiences and let them showcase their newfound skills to family and friends?
Everyone around the county will be able to participate in training that is local to them. but they will find that there are children in other areas of the county who are doing the same training and on the same journey. And all of those young people are invited to come together at the Games Day on the 15th of June. That's one day where everyone comes together to enjoy the power of movement. And there are also, alongside demonstrating the activity that you've learned, there are all sorts of different hobbies and interests and sports on offer that you can take up. So there's a big family zone where you can try out new activities, even more new activities, and you can also come together and really be proud of what you've achieved with showing off to your parents and friends.
Thank you very much. Thank you.